The dilemma for not wasting any portion of the Christmas turkey often produces the traditional soup or stew. This week's recipes offer two other ideas for making use of leftover turkey. 1 dish turkey parmesan batter, 1½ cups bread flour, 2 envelopes quick rise yeast, 2 TSPS sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 3/4 cup very warm water, 3 TBSPS canola or vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon chopped garlic, optional. Topping: 3 cups chopped cooked turkey, 2 cups tomato sauce, 1 jar roasted peppers, 1 cup grated mozzarella cheese, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning. Grease an 8x8-inch baking dish. Mix all batter ingredients in this dish and let rest for 5 to 10 minutes. For the topping, scatter the turkey evenly over the batter. Pour tomato sauce over turkey and sprinkle with roasted peppers that have been chopped. Top with cheese and seasoning. Place dish into a cold oven. Turn oven to 350 degrees F bake for 30 minutes or until heated through and bubbly. Make 6 servings. Leftovers do not freeze well. Cheddar-y turkey pot pie. Crust: 1½ cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup grated old cheddar cheese, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/3 cup Crisco all vegetable shortening, cold, 3 to 6 TBSPS ice cold water, divided. Filling: 1/4 cup butter, 1 onion, chopped, 2 cloves garlic, finely chopped, 1½ cups baby carrots, sliced in half lengthwise, 3 TBSPS all-purpose flour, 2 cups chicken broth, 1 to 370 milliliters concarnation evaporated milk, 1 tablespoon grainy Dijon mustard, 2 cups leftover turkey, chopped, 1 cup grated cheddar cheese. To make the crust, combine flour, cheese and salt. Cut in shortening with pastry blender until mixture resembles coarse crumbs. Add cold water, 1 tablespoon at a time, mixing until dough can be gathered in a ball. Flatten dough into 4-inch circle. Wrap in plastic wrap and chill 30 minutes. For the filling, in a large deep skillet, melt butter. Add onion and garlic and cook for 3 minutes or until soft and fragrant. Add carrots and continue cooking for 3 minutes. Add flour, stirring constantly for about 3 minutes. Stir in broth, milk and mustard. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat. Cook 5 to 7 minutes, stirring frequently until sauce thickens. Stir in turkey. Pour filling into oven-proof bowls or mini pie plates. Sprinkle cheese over filling. On a lightly floured surface, roll out dough. With a round cookie cutter, cut out circles that are slightly wider than the pie shells or bowls being used. Top filling with a dough round. Gently press the dough down on the top of the bowls. Cut a small X in the center of each circle. Place the pies on a foil-lined baking sheet. Bake in a preheated 425 degrees Fahrenheit oven until the filling is bubbling and the crust is a deep golden brown, about 40 to 45 minutes. Cool 10 minutes before serving. Makes 12 appetizers or 4 dinner portions. Note: frozen peas or chopped mushrooms may be added to increase vegetable presence. Use 1/2 cup ramekins for appetizers or 1½ cup size ramekins for dinner. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.